Well, hallelujah. Praise God. Say, ho, ho, ho. Hallelujah. Well, tonight's sermon is going to be overcoming procrastination. Hallelujah. Overcoming procrastination. God gives me the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. Be pleasing in Him. Be pleasing in His sight. In Jesus' name. My strength and my Redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go straight to the overview. Procrastination is a very deceitful attack of the enemy in which the devil gets you to miss out receiving God things by doing good things instead. It allows the devil to steal that special blessings that could come to you when you do God things. Good things are things that seem good in your perspective. However, they might not be in alignment with God's will for you, or might not be God's best for you. See, God things are doing what God wants you to do when He wants you to do them. A. What are the causes of procrastination? A definition of procrastination. It is the habitual of putting off the intentionally, or postponing it. The devil tries to tell you, why do today what you can put off for tomorrow? Number one, let's try the spiritual aspect. Pride, A, can cause procrastination. Number one, a definition of pride is an excessive self-esteem, an unreasonable conceit of one's own arrogance and talents, beauty, wealth, accomplishments, rank or elevation in office, which manifests itself in lofty airs, distance, reserve, often contempt of others. For example, I'm challenged to think that it's embarrassing to do this job, so I just put it off as long as I can. B, impatience can cause procrastination. A definition of impatience is a refusal to wait for people or developments, frequently displaying a lack of faith. Number two, procrastinators do other things they prefer instead of being patient with current projects. Number three, impatience will get you into trouble. That's right. C, fear can cause procrastination. A friend who is a minister once told me that procrastination is a combination of fear and depression. And I think he's right. Number two, Satan tries to instill fear by causing you to expect that something bad may happen. Fear of failure causes procrastination. Fear of embarrassment causes procrastination. And then F, analysis paralysis is a trap of the devil to get people into so much fear about making a decision that they spin their wheels analyzing so much that they are paralyzed and unable to make a decision, or they make it so late that the project is set up for failure. Number one, farmers who wait for the perfect weather never plant, and if they watch every cloud, they never harvest. Ecclesiastes 11:4. There was a situation and when I was to pick out colors of my house so the painter could start painting the house that I was living at the time. And because I was challenged to be in the state of fear, I could not pick out the colors. I explained the situation to my coworker, and he told me that I had analysis paralysis. This is the first time I had heard that expression. Analysis paralysis means I was challenged to become emotionally paralyzed because I was overanalyzing and kept on wavering with indecision. And therefore, procrastinated with my decision. I wanted it to be the right color. I didn't want to make a mistake. It was odd that I could not choose which could be the perfect color. And I realized that I was challenged to be afraid of choosing the wrong color, so I could not finish the job. Well, the painter started painting the house. Oh, started on the house. My daughter's mom decided on the colors she liked. In my eyes, they were atrocious. My daughter suggested some other colors. They seemed right to me. But something about these colors seemed very familiar. So the painter revised the paints and started with my daughter's colors. Perfect. Everything seemed to go as planned. Afterwards, I looked at my architectural drawings that I had originally designed, which included color scheme that I had recommended to my family. To my surprise, the colors that my daughter picked out for the house were the colors I originally chose. I learned a big lesson that day that I should not doubt myself. Here is the moral of this real-life story. Do not let the devil cause procrastination, fear, and doubt. Then ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what the right answer should be, since he knows everything. I confessed, repented, renounced, and broke curses on analysis paralysis to get set free. Please do not let yourself become a perfect candidate for analysis paralysis like I did. And pray that those of you who have a challenge with analysis paralysis will get set free too. G. A stitch in time saves nine is an idiom that means it is better to act or deal with problems immediately, because if you procrastinate and wait and deal with them later, there is a challenge that the devil can make things worse than the problems, and the problems will take longer to deal with, which causes more challenges and failure. Now, there was a runner going to a race. He noticed that his toenails were too long. He was challenged to procrastinate and did not take the time to cut his toenails shorter. He put his shoes on and decided to go for it. After the race was over, his toes were hurting and he noticed that they got infected. It took a very long time to heal, and for a season he could not run at all. The literal meaning of a stitch in time saves nine is a sewing term. It is when a garment is ripped and you do not take the time to sew one quick stitch to repair the rip, it might get so big that you will need to sew 9 stitches, which takes more time. In addition, the garment could look horrible with a bigger rip, which could have been too visible, ruining the look of the garment. Now, number two, there's an emotional aspect. A, perfectionism. The devil gets some people to think they need to be perfect, which causes procrastination. They wait until everything is just right before they begin. Two, the devil makes some people think that they don't have enough knowledge, so they procrastinate. Number three, the devil convinces some people to wait for the right circumstances, so they procrastinate. Number four, the devil tries to persuade some people that this job or project is below their level or status, so they procrastinate because their pride does not want them to do it. B, depression, which is fear-based, can cause procrastination. Number one, depression is a deep sense of despondency, discouragement, and sadness, often linked with a sense of personal powerlessness and a loss of meaning and enthusiasm for life. C, complacency is a form of pride, can cause procrastination. Number one, a definition of complacency is self-satisfaction or a smugness with an existing situation. D, feeling overwhelmed and stressed out can cause procrastination. Now three, physical aspect. A, laziness can cause procrastination. A definition of laziness is a state or quality of being lazy, unwillingness to action or exertion, sluggishness, heaviness in motion, habitual sloth. Number two, it is much easier of being a couch potato than focusing on getting work done. That's true. B, distraction can cause procrastination. A definition of distraction is the confusion of multiplicity of objects crowding on the mind and calling the attention different ways. Number two, there are so many things that can be distracting, like having one's attention drawn away, which may lead to forgetfulness, confusion, mistakes, and attention deficit. You know, I think that Leonardo da Vinci may have been a procrastinator. Why did it take him 3 years to finish the project, 9 years to correct a smile, a total of 12 years to finish the Mona Lisa? C, fatigue. One, mental or physical tiredness can cause procrastination. That person may say to himself, I am going to wait until I have the energy. D, challenges of forgetfulness and memory loss can cause procrastination. B, what are the effects of procrastination? Number one, effects on self. A, an effect of procrastination is not getting the job done. B, procrastination can result in the need for rushing, causing the sins of impatience, confusion, and being upset and or offended and being offensive. C, procrastination can cause failure. resulting in humiliation and embarrassment. D, procrastination triggered by depression can cause sadness, hopelessness, escapism, and narcolepsy that causes someone to fall asleep in the daytime. Number one, find myself a shelter from the raging wind and the storm. Psalm 55, verses 6 through 8. Two, Jezebel wanted to kill Elijah. He ran away to hide from her because of fear, depression, and hopelessness. He laid down under a tree and fell asleep. 1 Kings 19:5. E, an effect of procrastination is physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual laziness. Number one, he who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer. Proverbs 18:9. F, an effect of procrastination is having thoughts which do not belong to the mind of Christ. Such thoughts can cause you to be non-productive. Those thoughts should be counted as rubbish, that you may gain Christ and imitate Christ. Now that was 1 Corinthians 2:16, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and Philippians 3, verses 7 to 8. Okay. Examples of challenges are, this isn't important right now. I'll get to it later. This is too difficult. Let's keep it for the next week. I need to be in the right mood. That's great. I work better under pressure. Two, effects on relationships. Effect of procrastination is that it can create challenges in relationships with others. A, offense in others, because the procrastinator has not started the job or the job was not done right, which causes time delays. B, causes rejection in others because the procrastinator did a poor quality job. Procrastination. C, procrastination can cause people to distance themselves from you because of distrust that what you say will not happen. Three, effect on your work, your finances, and your possessions. A, an effect of procrastination is doing a sloppy job and not one of excellence. B, an effect of procrastination means that your goals may not be completed. An effect of procrastination is that a challenge of your finances in that you get fired from work. D, an effect of procrastination when overwhelmed or stressed is not casting your cares or anxiety upon God. Can make the procrastinator unable to finish. When you cast your care or anxiety upon the Lord in prayer, you will not get stressed out or overwhelmed. But when you feel overwhelmed and stressed and do not cast your care or anxiety upon the Lord, that will have an effect of making you want to postpone doing a task because of wanting to be de-stressed. For example, many people will watch a TV show for 2 hours to relax from the stressful day and then not have enough time to complete a work project do the next day because of wasting 2 hours of their time. E, an effect of procrastination, especially when there's too much to do, allows the devil to attack your memory. Now, this incident happened before this person was a Navy SEER. Apparently, this guy went in for a job interview. He did so well that he was in a shoo-in for a job. It was just a matter of going through the formalities. This applicant, final interview, was with the big boss. The interview was going well. Then the big boss asked this applicant if he had any challenges. The man told the big boss that he has a challenge with procrastination. Whoa. That turned out to be the applicant's last interview. And he never was hired. I believe that that ABCer learned to be CRRB and get set free of procrastination. Needless to say, that procrastination is the reason why this ABCer missed out on one of the best opportunities of his career. I believe that the big boss did not want to hire a procrastinator because of this. Because of most companies look for someone who is a closure and a finisher, who gets things done on time and gets things done right. That is what we should all aspire to be, a closer, a finisher, like Jesus Christ. If Jesus procrastinated, deterred away from the cross, and did not finish his destiny, none of us would have eternal salvation. Let's imitate Jesus. Stop being a procrastinator and overcome procrastination by becoming a finisher like Jesus. Amen. C. What to do to get rid of procrastination and overcome it. Number one, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Wow. A, forget the sins, mistakes, and humiliations of the past. Number one, thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth. Isaiah 54:4. B, developed godly attitudes. Number one, if you work hard, you will get a fortune. Proverbs 12:27. Number two, the overcomers were those who had faith and were patient until God kept his promise to them. Hebrews 6:12. 2. Stop being a procrastinator and imitate Jesus, who is a finisher. A. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. B. When Jesus was on the cross at Calvary, he said, "It is finished," right before bowing his head and gave up his spirit. John 19:30. Here are some recommended suggestions. A. Confess, repent, renounce, and break every time you are challenged with procrastination. B. Reestablish the kingdom of God. C. Bind every demon, devil, and evil spirit of procrastination. D. Cast out the demons, devils, and evil spirits. Now, only do this if you are taught to do it right in Healing School 3 as a graduate. If not a Healing School graduate, we advise that you do not take this step. Number four, do a faith action plan. Use a step-by-step project management system. Number one, get started by taking the first step, which is one that is so small that you don't have a problem doing it. For example, the goal is to do 20 affirmations a day. Can be started with a small step to do one affirmation a day. Ask yourself, can I do 5? Then decide to do what you can. Say start with 2 affirmations a day. Another example, if you are supposed to call a teammate to work on a project and you keep on postponing it because of a challenge of fear that you will fail, ask the person or his or her phone number so you can call to set up a meeting time to get started. Number two, take small steps, going step by step to overcome little by little. For an example, for doing 2 affirmations a day for a week, then the next week, make yourself do 5 affirmations. The week after, do 10 affirmations, and every week do more until you get 20 affirmations. Number three, keep doing the small steps until you come to the one which you really want to do. Then you stop right before this step, which you will find most interesting or most important. 4, the need for closure on the next step will override the causes of procrastination and bring you back sooner to continue where you left off. For example, if you really want to be healed of a challenge of back pain, then it will motivate you to increase to 20 affirmations a day. The closure is wanting to receive healing by doing more affirmations. That will encourage you to complete your goal to keep doing more affirmations to get rid of that back pain challenge. Become a better time manager. Number one, make appointments on your calendar with yourself. Do your project with a pre-planned completion date. Number two, give yourself reminders on your phone notification, on your calendar, on your refrigerator, on your bathroom mirror, etc. C. Stay in the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16, for who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Number one, do not fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or craving and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. D. Rely on God as your helper. Hebrews 13:6. Do not fear what man shall do unto you, for God is your helper. One of the ways to fight depression is speaking the word of God out loud. Number two, praising God is a powerful way to get out of depression. Psalm 145. And I would just like to just speak the word of God. Well, it's not going. Okay. All right. We're not going to do it right now. E, casting your care and anxiety upon God will motivate you to complete the pending project. 1 Peter 5:7. F, ask the Holy Spirit to remember what you need to do. John 14:26. 3, do affirmations. A, affirm 1 Corinthians 2:16. In the name of Jesus, I have the mind of Christ. B, affirm 1 Corinthians 2:2. I focus on Jesus Christ and Him crucified. C, affirm Hebrews 13:6. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my helper. D, affirm 1 Corinthians 7:35. In the name of Jesus, I serve the Lord without distraction. E, affirm Isaiah 41:10. In the name of Jesus, I will not be afraid because God is with me. F, affirm Philippians 4:13. In the name of Jesus, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. G, affirm 1 Peter 5:7. In the name of Jesus, I cast my care and anxiety on you, Lord. H, affirm John 14:26. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, teach me and make me remember all things. You know, when I was doing approximately 300 to 800 affirmations regularly of 1 Corinthians, in the name of Jesus, I have the mind of Christ, I noticed I was not getting challenged to get offended when I normally would have been. It seemed as though the offense would roll off my back, like water rolls off a duck's back. I was not affected by any offensive behavior. It was as if I had an invisible shield of protection around me, and I would be complete the task on time. Thus, I was not having a challenge with procrastination. It's great to know that the Word of God protects me and renews my mind like the mind of Christ. The Word of God works if we work the Word. I need to continue doing the mind of Christ affirmations more diligently to prevent procrastination, overcome it, and stay in an overcomer. I pray that you will do the same. In summary, to overcome procrastination and not be challenged so you will not be deceived by the attack of the enemy and do God things, not just good things. Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. You see, God can give you the victory when you confess your sins of procrastination. Confess, repent, renounce, and break the curses. Get rid of demons' procrastination by binding them up. And if you are advanced enough as a Healing School 3 graduate, you can cast them out. It is important to consider incorporating into your daily lifestyle a faith action plan using the ABC step-by-step project management system if you want to overcome procrastination. And you will have success. You will get the victory and complete the goals God has for you in every area of your life. Those of you who have challenges, who've had challenges with procrastination and would like to overcome it, I invite you to say a prayer to overcome procrastination with me. I will lead you in a prayer so you can follow me. Let's pray together. Okay, if you would just follow me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent of any time I have procrastinated. I repent of having done just good things, not doing God things, of what you wanted me to do, and when you want me to do them. I also repent for each time I had not asked you, Lord, for what your will is for me. And I repent of any time I was not in alignment with the Word of God. In addition, I repent of not doing tasks or responsibilities I was supposed to do. I repent of fear, depression, laziness, pride, complacency, perfectionism, impatience, distraction, feeling overwhelmed, challenges with forgetfulness and memory loss. Holy Spirit, help me not to do these things again. According to 1 John 1:9. Lord Jesus, you are faithful and just to forgive me of all these sins and to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I receive forgiveness for these sins. The legal right of Satan to these sins. I break off the demonic attachment to these sins. My sins have been washed away by the precious blood of Jesus. I come under the protection of the blood. Blood of Jesus. Thank you. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to fall afresh and rest upon me. As it says in Isaiah 11:2. Help me, Lord, to get rid of demons of procrastination. Help me start and maintain a faith action plan of this ABC step by step, project management system. Help me to overcome procrastination by imitating Jesus Christ, so I can become a closer and a finisher, an ambassador of Jesus Christ for your kingdom, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, we just thank you so much that on that night in which you were betrayed, you took the bread. Jesus, you took the bread and you broke it and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Yes, Lord, we remember, because your word makes it very clear that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And so as we hold in our hands the broken body of Jesus, we now choose to receive it in exchange for the perfect healing and wholeness that belongs to us, the price that you paid for us. We choose to receive it now in Jesus' name. Amen. In the same manner, after the supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for remission from sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Thank you, Jesus. You've washed away all of our sins into the sea of forgetfulness where you remember them no more. And that's all sins, our past, present, future, known, and even the unknown sins. You've already paid the price for all of them, for all of mankind. And we thank you, Lord, that as we remember that you've done this, we receive the benefit of it. And we thank you for this covenant that was sealed with your blood. Covenant full of promises, the price that you've paid for us in full, and all the wonderful things that belong to us now, because we have received you, Jesus, because you are our Savior, you're our Lord, our healer, our provider, our protector. You are our everything, and we thank you as we receive the precious life-giving blood of Jesus Christ.